Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria up to 32 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 30, Polokwane up to 27.
Major issues on the roads of Pretoria. There is a stationary truck on the N1 North just before Rydal Avenue's exit. It's causing delays of up to 40 minutes in the area, and then also slow moving traffic in Pretoria on the N1 South due to a stationary truck after Gersfontein Road.
So, man, your sport headlines. Themba Bavuma arrested with Quinton de Kock back in the protest squad. And Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce retires from the world of athletics with a silver medal.
A blaze has ripped through several shops in Polokwane in the CBD of Limpopo after one of them caught fire. It is a developing story and we'll keep you posted on what's happening there throughout the afternoon. In Gauteng, the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry meanwhile heard testimony from National Police Commissioner General Fanny Masemola today, and he accused Police Minister Senzo Mqunu of going beyond his mandate by disbanding the KwaZulu-Natal Political Killings Task Team. Anastasia Mokhobu is there and compiled this report.
Masemola told the commission that Mqunu interfered with his duties as the head of the South African Police Service.
It's a directive that actually deals with the work of the national commissioner, meaning that I take it as an encroachment in the operational activities.
He revealed that in December, Mqunu sent him a letter stating that the task team was of no value in fighting crime. Masemola told the commission that this was not only inaccurate, but also a directive that undermined the independence of the office of the commissioner. Anastasia Mokhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
And experts and policymakers have recommended a review and expansion of the parole board to ensure that the system is transparent and consistent. The Department of Correctional Services is hosting a national parole review summit at the Khosi Mampuru II Correctional Centre in Pretoria. Cliff Shiko is there.
Some of the experts have recommended that the board should be expanded to include more professionals like psychologists, criminologists, and ensure that the vacancies are filled. Another recommendation is that the victims of the crimes should be included in all the steps of the parole, not only the last one. The parole and supervision boards were also implored to make use of technology like drones to track the parolees, including involving the media in the parole process. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
Moving abroad, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says as principles of the organization is under attack. It comes as the United Nations celebrates its 80th anniversary. Guterres kicked off the UN General Assembly debate this afternoon.
As we meet, civilians are targeted and international law trampled in Gaza, the Ukraine, Sudan, and beyond. Poverty and hunger are on the rise as progress on the Sustainable Development Goals falters. The planet burns with fire, floods, and record heat raging through climate chaos.
And finally, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment announced a new attempt to lessen plastic waste reaching the ocean. Deputy Minister Narin Singh led this year's International Coastal Cleanup Day yesterday. It was at Reunion Park Beach, south of Durban. And he says two booms will be installed at Tukota Beach to prevent plastic from reaching the ocean. I'm Madeline Frischer. The day's other big stories are on jackrandfm.com. Click on news.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. Ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.